You're listening to SBS News.
In evidence to a Senate inquiry lasting almost 3 hours, Christine Holgate says she wants to set the record straight.
I lost my job, a job that I loved, because I was humiliated by our Prime Minister for committing no offence and then bullied by my chairman, Lucio De Bartolomeo. Unlawfully stood me down in the public direction of the Prime Minister.
Last year on November 2nd, Ms. Holgate resigned from Australia Post after Prime Minister Scott Morrison condemned her in Parliament over a luxury watches scandal. Mr. Morrison had called for Ms. Holgate to be immediately stood aside or go after Senate estimates heard that 4 Australia Post senior executives were gifted with Cartier watches bought on the company's corporate credit card for signing a lucrative deal. Speaking publicly for the first time since resigning, Ms. Holgate told the Senate inquiry set up to examine the circumstances of her departure and the watches scandal she did not resign voluntarily.
The simple truth is I was bullied out of my job. I was humiliated and driven to despair. I was thrown under the bus so the chairman of Australia Post could curry favour with his political masters. But I'm still here. And I'm stronger for surviving it.
She says she contacted government ministers Simon Birmingham and Paul Fletcher by email to ask for help, but she was ignored. And she says the way she was treated at the time had a severe impact on her mental health.
And I think if you read that note, and I apologise in advance, that it is rambling. And it was rambling because I was seriously ill. I was on temazepam. I was suicidal.
She told the inquiry she believes gender had a role to play in the way she was treated.
But I think it would be fair to say I've never seen a media article comment about a male politician's watch. You know, and yet I was depicted as a prostitute for making those comments. Humiliated. I have never seen any male public servant depicted in that way. So do I believe it's partially a gender issue? You're absolutely right, I do. Mm-hmm. But do I believe the real problem here is bullying and harassment and abuse of power? You're absolutely right, I do.
Also giving evidence to the inquiry, Australia Post Chair Lucio De Bartolomeo denied Ms. Holgate was unlawfully stood aside, saying she made the choice voluntarily. He said the board provided her with extensive support throughout the ordeal, and he blamed Parliament and the media for making her life difficult.
I don't believe Australia Post owes her an apology, no, but I do believe she's been badly treated.
We did not hound her out of a job.
He also rejected Ms. Holgate's call for him to step down as chair.
I will not be resigning. I certainly don't believe it would help. I think it would further hinder the organisation going forward. We're going to have a new CEO in place, taking up in the next few months. And I think the stability with the board, I think, is essential at this point in time.
Australia Post has announced former Woolworths chief supply chain boss Paul Graham will be the organisation's new CEO. He starts the role in September on an annual salary of almost $1.5 million plus bonuses. Ms. Holgate told the inquiry she was silenced by Mr. De Bartolomeo from discussing a report prepared by Boston Consulting Group on a plan to privatise and cut jobs at Australia Post. Responding to questions from Labor Senator Kim Carr, she says her resistance to the plan made her unpopular with a number of people.
Well, I'll put it to you, perhaps the real reason for your treatment, on top of what you've already said, the substantive political reason, is because you opposed this program of cutting and privatisation. Is there not some substance to that concern?
I think it would be fair to say, Senator, I wasn't popular.
Australia Post is required by law to operate commercially, but uses its own assets and resources to generate profits, which can be reinvested in the business or returned as dividends to its sole shareholder, the Australian government. Parts of the findings of an independent investigation by the law firm Maddox into the purchase of the luxury watches was leaked to the media. It found no indication of dishonesty, fraud, corruption or intentional misuse of Australia Post funds by any individual involved in the matters relating to the purchase and gifting of the Cartier watches. The Prime Minister's office has declined to comment on Ms Holgate's allegations. The Senate inquiry is due to hand down its final report by April the 30th. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.